don't know how long I've been.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here this morning. And Jay here with you until 11. Seems like a weird hour, but that's just how they set it up. I'll never stop complaining about the schedule. I'll never stop. All right, so here we are. Frequent listeners of the show will know the last time we spoke, I was having the part one of a multi-part series. I didn't know how many parts. Multi-part series on Lou Reed and the book or his biography written by Will Hermé. I don't know if it's Hermes or Hermé. We're going with Hermé because it sounds like stupid to say Hermes. And this is part two. So part one was all about the music that Lou Reed was influenced by. A lot of doo-wop stuff, a lot of stuff probably never ever played on this show before. I know it wasn't. Sometimes I have my interns check the log books. They go back 15 years, so you know they just recently finished and said that, yeah, a lot of the stuff had not ever been played by me before, so that's been verified. But now it's going to be all Velvet Underground. So the book, so I'm reading along. It's dense. It's hard to get through, but it's good. It's fun. I do like it. I'm at the point now where he's just released Transformer. And there's a lot about his relationship with David Bowie and how they were close friends and perhaps lovers. It's kind of irrelevant, really. And then all of his stuff about leaving the Velvet Underground and all that stuff. But we want to go back to that era, the Velvet Underground era. They never really enjoyed massive success, or really maybe artistic success, but that was something that came much later. So we're going to start where else but at the beginning. And this is going to be one of their first songs that Lou Reed ever wrote. This is I'm Waiting for the Man, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Shoes and a big straw hat. All right. I'm not sure what happened there. I literally just took a... There was a cord that got stuck on my... I got stuck on my foot, and now it's... I can't, oh, my God. It's crazy. All right. It's live. It's definitely live. All right, here we are. Let's try this. This is European Sun, 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
Your European sun, you spit on those under 21. But now your blue cars are gone, you better sit so long. Hey, hey, bye, bye, bye. You made your wallpapers green, you want to make love to the scene. Your European sun is gone, you better sit so long. Your clouds treat you goodbye. Thank you. kind of love. A monkey read a total between thought and expression. Lies a lifetime. Situations arise because of the weather. And no kinds of love are better than others. Some kinds of love are Margarita told Tom, like a dirty French novel. Combines the absurd with the vulgar. And some kinds of love, the possibilities are endless. And for me to miss one would seem to be groundless. You said a Margarita hurt Tom, and of course you're a bore, but in that you're not charmless. Cause a bore is a straight line that finds a wealth in division. And some kinds of love, all mistaken for vision, Lordy, ta ta ta. Put jelly on your shoulder. Let us do what you fear most. That from which you recoil, but which still makes your eyes moist. Jelly on your shoulder, baby. Lie down upon the carpet. Between thought and expression, let us now kiss the culprit. Move it on. I don't know just what it's all about. Tell us on. But put on your red pajamas and find out.
If she ever comes now, now, if she ever comes now, now.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, that's Here She Comes Now, from White Light, White Heat, and prior to that, Some Kind of Love from the Velvet Underground, and we heard European Sun, too, from Velvet Underground and Nico, that was European Sun, and I'm Waiting for the Man. So this is in reference to the book I'm in the process of reading, a biography of Lou Reed, written by Will Hermé, and it's very good, very comprehensive. You know, I didn't know quite about the relationship between Lou Reed and Andy Warhol. They were pretty tight. I wasn't sure exactly. I had read some stuff and heard that they were like friends and confidants. I didn't know that there was this level of trust between them. I just felt like one was tolerating the other, and so that was nice to be clear about that. And of course, musically, they were all about like this abrasive, loud stuff. I mean, not all the time, but a lot of the songs were, especially early on. So we wanted to play a track like European Sun, where it gets like noisy and you've got this dissonant cello that John Cale is playing, and just a little, gets a little crazy. And you can sort of imagine what it would be like to be part of those like happenings, or the exploding plastic inevitable, whatever it was called back then, with Andy Warhol and the factory crew. And a lot of the stuff was just really trippy, loud, noisy stuff. And that's not the last song that's like that we'll hear this morning. It'll help wake you up. That and a cup of coffee. All right, up next, it's this one track that Mo Tucker, actually, the drummer, actually sings lead on, After Hours, from the Velvet Underground, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
1, 2, 3. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains, looking grey in the rain as they stand disarrayed. Oh, but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again.
Real good time together. We're gonna have a real good time together. We're gonna have a real good time together. We're gonna laugh and dance and shout together. Together. Oh, we're gonna laugh and dance and shout together.
sun. Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Sun. Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
Thank you.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's off of White Light, White Heat. I heard her call my name. Before that, Who Loves the Sun from Loaded, and the Velvet Underground with We're Gonna Have a Real Good Time Together. That was all live, the 1969 Velvet Underground Live Collection, and it was After Hours from the Velvet Underground. Starting things off on that set, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here. Part two of our... I'm thinking it's going to be like a four-part series all about Lou Reed. And maybe we'll have like one volume that's all about him and other artists that were influenced by him or that he was influenced by and something like that. I think four sounds like the right number. Anyway, all right. Before that, we had another great set, but I just wanted to mention that the book is a terrific book. It digs deep. It tries to dig deep into his... some of his psychological issues. He suffered from depression. I think back in the 60s, it was common to send people who were suffering from depression to receive electroshock therapy or electroshock treatment, which he did. And so did John Cale, by the way, which is interesting. So it was sort of like a little more commonplace back then. I don't know what they thought it would do. I guess they thought it would cure you. It just seemed crazy now. But anyway, that was something that Lou Reed struggled with throughout his entire life, as far as I know. Certainly in the book, it seems like it's something that he's been struggling or was struggling with throughout his early career, the pressure from the record labels to come up with a hit. In fact, we heard from Loaded earlier the song Who Loves the Sun, which is made me think back to the the part of the book where they're talking about Lou Reed and his influences, and he listened to a lot of doo-wop when he was growing up in the 50s, and of course Loaded, that song, Who Loves the Sun, was definitely, I felt like that was influenced by his interest in that music. And also made me think of the name Loaded, which was, according to the book, called Loaded because it was supposed to be loaded with hits. They wanted to have a commercial breakout. But that did not happen because Lou Reed had a nervous breakdown of sorts, and he actually quit the band before the record actually came out. So there you go right there. All right, up next, this one, Guess I'm Falling in Love, live at the Gymnasium in New York, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Hey, you.
my pocket. No noise, no clothes. Oh, babe, I guess I'm for the living world. I got ankles in my braces, find it hard to move. Oh, babe, guess I'm for the living world. Oh, babe, I guess I'm falling in love.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on. I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see. I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Stand up. Down for you. up. Linger on. It was good what we did yesterday, and I'd do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend. But it's truly, truly a sin.
That seemed many years ago. She looked like her very, very best friend. Walked in through the porch screen door and into the kitchen. Oh God, it's absolutely modern outside. I know what you mean. I feel all the heat. Marsha tightened the belt on her cotton rope with the silk under it. Sheila ran her finger over some salt greens on the kitchen table, licked her finger and made a face. I'm supposed to be taking these salt pills, but she made the cameras. They make me feel like throwing up. Marsha started to practice out in the gym, the exercise she'd seen on television. God, don't even talk about that. She got up from the table and went to the sink where she picked up a bottle of pink and blue vitamins. Want one? Supposed to be better than steak. And then attempted to touch her nose. I don't think I'll ever touch a daiquiri again. She gave up and sat down, this time near to the small table that supported the telephone. Maybe Bill will call, she said to Sheila's glass. Sheila nibbled on the food. After last night, I thought maybe you'd be through with him. I know what you mean. My God, he's like an octopus, hands all over the place. She gestured, raising her arms upward in defense. The thing is, after a while, you get tired of fighting with him. And after all, I didn't really do anything Friday and Saturday, so I kind of owed it to him. You know what I mean? Just that in Spanish. Sheila was giving the handle of her. I tell you, I felt the same way. And after a while, she came forward and whispered, I wanted to do. Now she was laughing very loudly. It was at this point that Mr. Jameson of the Clarence Darrow Post Office rang the doorbell of the large sticker covered frame house. When Marsha Bronson opened the door, he handed her carry package in. He had his yellow and his green slips of paper signed and left the 15-cent tip that Marsha had gotten out of her mother's small beige pocket in the den. What do you think it is? Sheila asked. Marsha stood with her arms folded behind her back. She stared at the brown cardboard carton and sat in the middle of the room. I don't know. Inside the package, Waldo quivered with excitement as he could see the muffled voices. Sheila ran her fingernail over the mask and tape and ran down the center of the carton. Why don't you look at the return address and see who it's from? Waldo felt his heart beating. He could feel the vibrating footsteps. Marsha walked around the carton and read the ink scratched label. Oh, God, it's from Waldo. That schmuck, said Sheila. Waldo trembled with expectation. Well, you might as well open it, said Sheila. Both of them tried to lift the staple flap. You must have made it shut. They tugged in the flap again. My God, you needed power drill to get this thing open. Can't get a grip. They both stood still, breathing heavily. Why don't you get a scissor, said she. Marsha ran to the kitchen, but all she could find was a good sewing scissor. Then she remembered that her father kept a collection of tools in the basement. She ran downstairs, and when she came back up, she had a large sheet metal cover in her hand. This is the best I could find. Here, you do it. I'm gonna die. She sank into a large fluffy couch and exhaled noisily. Sheila tried to make a slit between the masking tape and then the cardboard flap. The blade was too big and there wasn't enough room. God damn this thing, she said a few words after. Then smiling, I got an idea. Watch, said Sheila. Just watch, said Sheila, touching her finger to her head. Inside the package, Waldo was so transfixed with excitement that he barely breathed. His skin fell quickly from the heat, and he could feel his heart beating in his throat. It would be soon. Sheila stood quite upright and walked around to the other side of the package. Then she sank down to her knees, grasped the cover by both handles, took a deep breath, and plunged the long blade through the middle of the package, through the masking tape, through the cardboard, through the cushioning, and right through the center of Waldo Jeffers' head, which split slightly and caused little rhythmic arcs of red to pulsate gently in the morning sun.
She wants to know why she's given half
she, shall I say, is calling from across the world. But she's not afraid to die. The people all call her Alaska. Between worlds, so the people ask her, 'cause it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. She's the door, she can't be the Stephanie says, but doesn't hang up the phone. What seashell sea is calling from across the world. But she between worlds, so the people ask her, 'cause it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. They're asking, is it good or bad? It's such an icy feeling.
All right, Stephanie says from the Velvet Underground. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Prior to that, The Gift from White Light, White Heat. And that was John Cale reciting a poem that Lou Reed had written. You know, what's funny also is that I wasn't sure to what extent John Cale did some writing, because obviously he's very talented as well. And most of the music is Lou Reed's, so I didn't really, I mean, there was some collaboration, but they were definitely not a team, like a Lennon McCartney or even like Joe Strummer and Mick Jones. They were kind of like mostly Lou Reed with some contributions from Cale and Sterling Morrison and Mo Tucker. Before that, The Pale Blue Eyes from the Velvet Underground and Guess I'm Falling in Love started off that set. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Just getting back to John Cale for a second. Apparently,